Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Wittenberg Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Cox,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Wittenberg Fail Music Speaks with me, James Cox, and I totally messed it up, but okay.
Who are you?
I am JAC, James Andrew Cox, and welcome back to When Words of Real Music Speaks, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am neither Tony Romo or Scooter from the Muppets. And I totally butchered that. But that's okay, because that's what we do here.
You know? We're here, and we're all feeling weird.
Yes,
so
we
let's make it weird, y'all. I'm commonly referred to as the loudest guy in the room, but only when I'm playing those drums. I'm your endless source of useless music knowledge. My name is Blake Mosley, a.k.a. Brosley, a.k.a. Emo Bemo. And boy, am I emo today.
Oh, yeah. And then there's me, Amanda Dolan. I may not know the name of the song, the artist, or the album like the other guys here, but chances are I will sing along loudly, proudly, and poorly. Just ask my kids. They'll also tell you that I'm not a regular mom. I'm a disappointed mom.
And I'm looking at you. Disappointed. Okay. Yes. And we thank Blake for this one.
I'm looking at you, Blake.
I've never heard of this guy, and I feel the need to not want to hear about this ever again after this, after the way Amanda is
like, there's like, so it. Like there's parts of it that like I want to be excited about this. Like there's like in theory there are things that I want to like about this. Theoretically.
But only in theory.
Yes.
Because reality.
The reality, like in practice, it hurts.
Well, all right. So, all right, y'all. We're having another weird episode here. Things have been kind of weird just in general. I don't know about you guys. Just for me, life is just weird, right? What's that?
I just read the first line in your little, oh my God, this is going to be one of them.
Okay, this is going to be one of those.
Oh, shit.
All right, so, okay, so
things are weird.
Life is weird. The world is kind of weird. So we did an episode on Taylor Swift and like all the goings-ons of like her new album coming out and the internet's reaction to that being very, very mixed, right? Like, people love it. I'm one of those people. I fall in that category. Absolutely love it. No, Amanda too. James kind of like whatever. But, you know, like, then there's the other part where people have, like, turned their backs on Taylor Swift. She's a devil worshiper, whatever. That whole thing, right? So that was kind of like a current events type of thing. And there's been so many things that have been happening in the news lately, and especially in the music world, that I thought it would be kind of cool to kind of do like a new type of series where we just kind of talk about whatever's happening in the music industry, because a lot of times this stuff feels like one big mental health minute. Because there's so much going on that kind of relays back to that and like how it makes us feel, whether it be angry or just like feel weird or sad or whatever. And I think it's good to talk about those kind of things and get them off your chest, right? It's no good. It does you no good to just bottle it down, and stuff it away. Cause you know, then it explodes eventually and that's not beneficial to anybody. But I came across this, this TikTok artist by the name of TX2 with some very, very problematic lyrics, content, all the above. Just everything about this guy is one big problem. And I thought it'd be interesting to kind of dive into what's going on with his music lately, how the internet has reacted to it, how the world has reacted to it. And just kind of pick your brains, because you guys had never heard of this guy. Consider yourselves lucky. I hate that I came across him because it was upsetting stuff. But we're going to talk about it. And this is kind of the whole episode is just kind of scrambled, right? There's stuff all over the place. We got some clips because I'm pretty sure like a lot of our listeners probably haven't heard of TX2. But you know, we'll give you some examples of the terrible music that he puts out. And again, I don't believe in like knocking anybody if their music interests kind of sway one way or the other. I don't believe in guilty pleasures. I know you guys don't either, but like this music sucks. The guy, the artist also sucks just as a person.
I've been looking kind of at some of the lyrics too. Cause you know, I found out about this human artist, whatever, just like within the last 15 minutes. Yeah, this was like a very like it's like, hey, I can record right now. Like, let's go. I've got a thing.
Sorry. It was very last minute.
It was very last minute.
It's totally fine. Yeah.
It's great. Right. Especially because now I can't do like my weird deep Google dive and like learn all the things.
We don't need to know where the guy lives, Amanda. I mean, that's
I know.
That's
I mean, I can tell you that probably. He's in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Okay.
Colorado.
My mom lives there. He's, it's a great city. It's much like the town that I live in, college town, kind of a suburb of a really big city. But then I started like looking at some of the lyrics and it's, yeah. Okay. Well, let's just get into
upsetting.
This.
Okay.
All the way. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's tell our listeners a little bit about TX2. All right. And I'm just going to say that this very short, like, kind of summary of TX2 comes from his official website. So it's like glorifying him in a much brighter light than I feel like it should be. So here we go. TX2, rising out of the shadows of a small town known for music, Fort Collins. Is that true? Is Fort Collins known for their music?
Well, okay, I mean, it's definitely like it's got a good music scene.
Okay. Well, that's good. So that part's true. TX2 brings an unmatchable intensity to his music through the form of powerful, raw lyrics, if that's what you want to call them, and explosive performances. I feel like an AI bot probably wrote this summary. You glitched out on me. I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys.
Oh no, I did. I know. I glitched.
She did that on purpose.
I like legit had a.
Okay, sorry.
Had a glitch of
had a brain fart.
Yeah. Had a brain glitch. Just,
yeah. No, like my I. Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Having some feelings. Yeah,
okay.
It already. All right. I love it.
So after struggling for so many years as an artist, TX2 used his pain as fuel and finally found his sound. As a result, his music went viral on TikTok, and he now has over 500,000 followers on the platform. TX2 has since begun a movement among his fans known as the X Movement, where they're all mutants and they have to go to the school that this handicapped man teaches them to use their powers to fight evil. I'm just kidding. I'm making an X-Men reference, which is all about bringing awareness to mental health and creating a safe space for those in need to talk. The rules are simple. Any member can vent and share how they're feeling, while other members are encouraged to push others' members' self-esteem up. The movement is currently growing every day, providing a platform to speak about mental health, vent, and support one another. TX2 wants everyone to know that they are not alone in their struggles.
Mm.
All right. James, do you have like a fart sound effect or something that you could play?
I could probably find one real fast.
Okay. See if you can find one. I feel like that's necessary here.
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of what I just read is complete BS. So like I figured a fart like sound effect would just not only be funny because I'm like 12 years old, but also appropriate.
Or maybe a sad trombone.
And then you follow it up with a fart sound effect, and then and then it's double funny. Right. All right,
you're welcome, all of you out there.
Told you.
Okay, wait. Here's it.
Perfect.
That's
it. Okay. That's it. Okay. Because it's a load of bullcrap.
Okay.
So, all right, I read all that, and like the things I know about TX2, just from what I've discovered in the past couple days of and I really hate to like. Here's the thing. We talked about JoJo Siwa. That was another one of these like, we talked about JoJo Siwa. It's kind of another like current events type thing. And like as upsetting and like funny as all this stuff is, like, you know, it's just bringing more attention to them and giving them more exposure.
Right.
And you don't really want to do that. Like, you kind of just wish this person would fall on their face and just be done and like, you know, go get a real job or something. I don't know.
And here's the thing, though, for me with this and even a little bit with JoJo Siwa, but this even more. The more I'm looking at some of this, like it's problematic, like in the I'm concerned about people's well-being and safety.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I think sometimes we talk about things to create awareness for the potential harm. Whereas like JoJo Siwa, like she's just kind of a hot mess. And like, I don't really want to give her lots of attention.
That's a safe thing to say. It's a
hot but,
mess, right? It's like,
but like, like some of the like the lyrics, some of this band's posts, they're concerning
sure.
to me.
Yeah.
Right.
So
Yeah,
there you go.
It's very clickbaity, very you know, and there's a time and place for clickbait, right? Like when you, like what me and James were talking about before you got on, Amanda, but like when you're thinking of like episode titles for your podcast, like you do want to come up with something that reels them in, right? Like, you know, whatever that may be. So like there's a time and place for clickbait. Now I absolutely hate whenever you're on Facebook and it's just an obvious like clickbait article. You get on there and it is nothing like what it says is supposed to be. That stuff really makes me mad. But you know, it's just, you know, like some of his posts on TikTok are very like they're created just to kind of reel you in. And then once you watch them, it's not like, oh, this is cool. It's like, oh, this sucks. This guy sucks. And he needs to be like, he needs to go away. And also another thing that comes up whenever I come across things like this, have you guys heard of the term industry plant?
Many times. Yes.
Okay. So for our listeners that don't know what an industry plant is, the official definition, industry plant is a pejorative word. I just learned what that was today. To describe musicians who became popular through nepotism, right? Like we also just had Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's daughter, doing The Lion King, right? That's that is a perfect example of nepotism. Baby. Yeah, that's a nepo baby at its finest, right? And I'm so sorry. I know she's a child. I'm not making fun of the child. I'm saying shame on Kim Kardashian and Kanye West for
absolutely.
You know,
and even yeah, we could talk. That's a whole other episode. Is he? Who is he? I mean, an industry plant or the child of someone famous?
I don't know if he just has a connection somewhere else. Because here's one thing. Here, let's go ahead and talk about it. All right. So, one thing we've talked about in the past few years is the resurgence of early 2000s emo pop punk. Like it's making a big comeback right now, and from somebody who like really was in that scene when it was at its peak during that time in the early 2000s, there's part of me that loves this resurgence and there's part of me that sees artists like TX2 doing it and I'm like, what is this? This is not what it's supposed to be. So like, all right, here's another example. So, all right, MGK, right? I'm getting it out. Machine Gun Kelly, right? Switched from doing hip hop to doing his pop punk stuff. I thought it was great. You know, Travis Barker was all over that, played drums on the album, produced it, the whole nine, you know, and did a great job. I feel like that was like, all right, cool. That exploded. Everyone else kind of got on that in our Good For You cover wars we did. We talked about Olivia Rodrigo and other artists who like kind of put out albums that were kind of pop punky, you know, kind of like Avril Lavigne, because that was starting to make a comeback too. So like that has been on the rise, especially through TikTok. TikTok is a great way to get your music out there. It's a great way to discover new music. And one thing that is very evident now when it comes to the music industry, and we've interviewed artists that have said, like, a lot of times when you're sitting down having a conversation with a major music label, one of the first questions they ask you is, what's your follower count? How many followers you got?
Yeah.
That's what they care about.
Yeah.
Because the internet,
they don't care about if you're good or not anymore. No. It's all about numbers. And
exactly. You know. Don't give a crap about how your music sounds. How many followers do you have? What is your influence on the internet, on social media? What does that look like?
And that's even true for authors. Like I've seen several like smaller authors that are like, oh, we love your book, but you only have 10,000 followers. Right. We don't even talk to anyone unless they have 100,000.
Exactly. That's where we're at. Which, that's where we're at in the world. I think it sucks.
Yes.
That's what I go through when I'm trying to get musicians on. It's like, what's your follower count? And it's like, it's all weird, you know.
It is weird because there's a lot of conversations,
and it's very, very, very frustrating.
It's very incredibly frustrating. It's very upsetting because there's so many times there's people we would love to talk to and have a great conversation
but
with.
But we can't get through their PR.
And you can't get through to them because like someone's like, oh, well, how many followers do you have on Instagram? Why does it freaking matter that how many followers I have? I want to talk to this person.
Right.
And I think it would be a great conversation to have with them. But, you know, we'll never get there because whatever. We don't have enough followers. I mean, get out of here.
Get out of here.
And sometimes I'm like, you know what? If you big content creators would talk to smaller content creators and do a collabs or whatever, like people might get really amazing experiences from that.
Do us a solid, man.
All right. Just like, Gene Hoagland, I don't know if you know Amanda, but Gene Hoagland's a very, very well-known metal drummer. Mm-hmm. And he said that his PR company told him not to do our show. But he says, fuck you, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I love him. I don't know who he is.
We love. I love Gene Hoagland, dude.
He's great. Yeah. Great drummer.
Yeah.
I don't know, Amanda, I don't know if you're familiar with the, you've heard of Adult Swim, right? Like Cartoon Network. Okay. Do you remember the show Metalocalypse on Adult Swim? It was a cartoon about.
It came out late in the night.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and it was years ago. Anyway, it was about a cartoon heavy metal band and all their shenanigans or whatever. It's really funny. But the band that they in that show was called Death Clock, and Gene Hoagland played drums for Death Clock.
The live band,
right? So they actually tour live and do all the stuff, but. Mm-hmm. But he's been like, what was it, Exodus? Like all
Exodus,
these different metal,
Lad.
Yeah, just metal, prolific metal Dark drummer. Angel.
Yeah, very, very good guy.
Yeah, and his PR person was like, "Don't do this."
Nope.
and
you're like, I'm not listening to y'all.
Little podcast wants to have you on, but he did it anyway. So it was super nice of him. And we love him. Super nice guy. That was a great interview. Yeah. So that's kind of where we're at in the world, right? Social media has taken over, that is what is important. So what I am thinking is because pop punk and emo has made such a big comeback, you know, there's a lot of companies that are trying to strike while the iron's hot, right? And like, okay, let's find an attractive social media influencer. And let's turn him into a emo pop punk sensation because, and as we'll get to it, yes, he may be a musician and he may be a songwriter, but he has a lot of help on his songs. There's a lot of writing credits on those songs. So that is where the idea of an industry plant comes in. It's like Billie Eilish is another, like a lot of people think that Billie Eilish was
Ice Spice is another industry plant,
right? It's like these people that come out of nowhere, and they're so young, right?
Got famous for nothing.
It got famous for literally doing nothing. And then like that, and that's kind of the goal, right? So there's not a lot of hard work that's put into it anymore. It's just you got to look good and you got to have a lot of followers on TikTok. You got to have the numbers. Doesn't matter what your songs sound like, right?
Right, yeah.
That's where we're at. So now... As far as the history of this, of TX2, there's not like a whole lot to go off of. Like in all the research I tried to do, in preparing for this episode, there's really not a lot to work off of. Mm-hmm. So, but I did find a blog post, on a website called spacehay.com. And honestly, the way it looks like MySpace. I love it. I think it's great.
Okay. Oh,
So someone, and remember on MySpace, like you used to be able to like post blogs.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Right. So that's kind of what this is, right? What this is like. I'm going to read like bits and pieces off of this blog post. Just know that it was not written by me. It was published by Finch_Kid, which I think is a reference to the band Finch, which is a great emo band from the early 2000s. So kudos to you. It was published 6 months ago and they updated it 2 months ago. So there's always something happening with this TX2 character. So let's dive into some of this problematic behavior surrounding this person. And mind you, all the things I read about in their introduction, off their website, kind of contradicts itself once you really start getting into the weeds of what's going on here. So we're going to play some clips of his music later, but keep in mind, this is the same guy who says that he cares about mental health and wants to use his platform to help people struggling. Recently, he targeted someone with a much smaller platform, told them to kill themselves, and also misgendered them. So that's upsetting stuff, especially whenever you try to create a safe space and say, like, hey, like, you know, killing yourself's not the answer. Like, there's hope out there. You're loved. Like, let's create a safe space. And then he tells someone to go kill themselves. So that's, yeah, whatever. All right. So I'm a punk rock guy. We all know that, right? Like, I love punk music, every form of punk music. I think it's great. I love the old stuff. I love the new stuff. I like, but here's the deal. Punk is so much more than just the music, right? Punk is the attitude. Punk is the mindset. You can be punk rock without playing fast, heavy music. Your attitude can be punk. It's, and a lot of times it's like, you know, the standard stuff, anti-establishment, anti-whatever, anti-major music labels telling you that you can't get a record deal because you've only got 10,000 followers on Instagram. You know, the punk mindset is like, you hear that and you're like, screw you guys, don't need you. I'm going to put out my own music. I'm going independent. That's very punk rock. Another great example, NOFX. We've talked about them before. Fat Mike being the lead singer of NOFX, great punk band. It's been around for forever. Someone interviewed Fat Mike from NOFX one time and asked about Green Day. And if you guys know the history of Green Day, they started out as this very small punk band in California. And kind of, you know, worked at it for a few years. And then whenever Dookie came out, they exploded, right? They're literally everywhere, all over the radio, MTV. And they just kind of stayed super popular, you know, all the way up until now. And a lot of people resented them for that and said, this is not punk. You went major label, whatever. And all this stuff. And Fat Mike had a great response. And he was like, the most punk rock thing that they could have done was signing to a major label, because they were true to themselves. They said, this is what our music sounds like. If these people want to pay us bukus of money because of the music that we write, we've got families. This is our livelihood. And the most punk rock thing that they could do was listen to all the quote unquote punk fans saying, no, you can't do that, and be like, screw you guys, we're going to do what we want. That is the punk mindset. You do what you want.
Right.
So another thing is taking ownership of the things that you want to do. That's also very punk rock, right? Thank you, Green Day. So here's a little something here. TX2 claiming to be punk. TX2 constantly is talking about how he is quote unquote the future of punk. Whenever he couldn't be the furthest thing from it. Firstly, because his music just isn't punk. It's pop rock. But also because he's the product of a corporation. If you look at the credits for most of his songs, you see that he has a lot of paid writers backing his work and doing the heavy lifting. By the way, his real name is Timothy Evan Thomas, and I hate that I share a first name with this douchebag, but that it is what it is. This in itself is not problematic, but it is important evidence for the rest of my point. This blogger says, so let's take a look here. Here's some writing credits. His song Vampire by Rumor, performed by TX2, written by Brandon, Eisenbeis, Joey Barba, Josh Strock, and then finally Timothy Evan Thomas, right? Here's another song. Heaven Was Full, I'm Headed Straight to Hell, performed by TX2, but written by Andy Karpov, Joey Barba and Timothy Evan Thomas, excuse me. All right, here's another one, Black Wedding. This one's kind of blowing up on TikTok right now, unfortunately. Performed by TX2, but written by Matt Good and Timothy Evan Thomas. Hold on, hold that thought. Because I think I might know who this Matt Good is, and if it is who I'm thinking of, I'm going to be so disappointed.
That name sounds familiar, Blake.
Okay, I don't think it's who I was thinking it was. There is, I'm not sure, I might have the last name mixed up. But anyway, I was thinking that was someone from First to Last, who was another great emo band, but it's not. All right, here's another one. I Would Hate Me To, perform by TX2, but written by Joey Barba and Timothy Evan Thomas. So he's got a lot of writing credits. Now, how do you guys take that when you hear that?
What, so, like somebody who has a lot of writing credits?
Yeah.
I have, okay, I have one of two ways.
Okay.
Way one is like the, you know, Taylor Swift, Brandi Carlile, even like mm-hmm. Billie Eilish, who I know you just mentioned, but
sure.
But they who like, you know, that they write their music.
Right.
So, you know, like, you know that they are part of that process. Now, I also know that if I go into, you know, a bar and there are two guys working on a song and I'm like, hey, did you think of using should instead of could in that one line?
Right.
Guess what? Now I have a writing credit.
There you go. Right.
So like lots of writing credits to me is one of two things. It is either you truly are writing everything and like you are hugely part of the creative process. But I think that in this case, my gut for whatever reason is like, I think you just sat in the room and you said something and then you got a writing credit. There is no proof. There's no, I don't know that for sure. That is sure.
But I understand the meaning behind two or three people writing one song, but when you have a credit of six or more people, what's the point? You know, why?
Yeah,
well, why are you having five, six guys write one song that might go viral? Might is a strong word because, like we said,
yeah,
you need numbers instead of, I mean, it's two or three guys, perfect for songwriting. Six or more, get out of here.
So, and I'm kind of with you, Amanda. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing to have like some help on a song because you hit a block, right? I mean, everybody kind of goes through it. You hit a point where your creative block sets in and you're like, I got nothing. I can't think of anything. There's so much pressure on me to get this album out. And I all the pressure sinks in. It's like with anything. It's anything you do that's creative or even things that's not creative. You know, like I've been struggling at work lately. I've got so much on my plate, like outside of work, that it's causing me to have a hard time with work and focusing and trying to do all the things. And you know, it happens. And if your art is your work, that can be even more frustrating because like, you're like, I don't put this album out. I can't live. Like I can't afford to live. And it's a lot of pressure. So I don't think writing credits is so bad. Kind of what we saw with JoJo Siwa, like you trying to take credit for all of the things that you're doing.
Yeah.
Without giving anyone else the credit is where I have a problem with it. And that's the vibe that I get from TX2 is like, I just wrote, it's another one of these clickbaity titles you see on TikTok. I just wrote the emo anthem of the summer. Like, shut up. You did not write that.
Right.
You and a couple of other guys may have written the song. And by the way, I'm very disappointed because I was right. Matt Good is the guitarist and singer from the band From First to Last who has a writing credit on one of these TX2 songs. And I'm very disappointed because I love From First to Last. And I know that you guys may not have heard of From First to Last, but I'm sure you've heard of Skrillex. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Skrillex, yeah. Before Skrillex was a DJ.
Big dubstep guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah, big dubstep DJ, right. Thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Zoom. Mm-hmm. So before Skrillex was a DJ, he was the lead singer of the band From First to Last. Matt Good, you know, played guitar and also did vocals in From First to Last. So very disappointed in that because I think Matt Good is a great songwriter. I think he's a very talented musician. He's worked with some of the biggest names in alternative music. And now I'm very disappointed. But no, I don't think it's a bad thing to have writing credits. We talked about Olivia Rodrigo, like giving credits to Paramore because she was like, yes, I was very influenced by Misery Business. And that was the part of the creative process for Good For You. And, you know, here we are.
Right.
Give them credit where credit's due, and they took a big payout, and they're living a dream, right? Mm-hmm. But that's just, I don't know, it's not very punk rock of you to try to take all the credit, I think. But let's continue here with this post. Let's see. It says, he also has a massive marketing budget, one that is far too big for an artist of his size. Pair that with the fact that extra songwriters can get pretty pricey, and the only logical explanation is that a rich record label wanted to cash in on punk teens new to the scene, and therefore didn't fully understand the anti-capitalist politics that comes with punk rock. So they picked out a generic skinny white boy to perform songs that they paid people to help him write. He is the product of capitalism and corporations wanting to cash in on alt kids. He is everything that punk is against. I could not agree more. Not very punk rock of UTX, too.
Not at all.
So here's something else here. Constantly changing the meaning of his songs for marketing purposes. And this is where all the TikTok stuff really comes in. Those of you who may not be on TikTok, one of the things that frustrates me, I don't know about you guys, but like I've talked about it before, you're scrolling through TikTok and my algorithm, I always think I have it perfect. I see the funny videos I want to see. I see the drumming videos I want to see. I see the bread making videos that I want to see. But every now and then, someone like TX2 slips into my For You page.
Slips it in the cracks.
Somehow.
And you can't get them out, can you? After you get in, nope.
Boom, comes in, and I'm sure because I've been doing so much research, it's probably going to pop like up a lot more.
He's like a roach.
Right. this little cockroach slides into my For You page with his crappy music, and it's things like, I just wrote the emo anthem of the summer, or I hope you can relate. This song is about cutting my wrists. And you're like, shut up. I didn't ask for that. Right. Why are you on my For You page right now? What's your thoughts, Amanda? I'm curious.
Well, I saw one that said, imagine killing your dad while listening to this or something.
What? Wow.
Yeah,
bro.
It's very clickbaity, right?
Okay. It literally says, for those of you,
imagine killing your dad to this song.
Imagine killing your dad to this song. Like, that is what it says.
It's on the screen, yeah.
It's upsetting. It's very upsetting things. And you're talking about, you know, like, I mean, I don't get upset I'm not triggered by things like that. My dad passed away when I was 16 years old. I mean, I didn't kill him or anything, dad stuff can kind of mess with me, right? Father's Day just came up. My dad's birthday was this past weekend. Those things can be kind of upsetting. But right. I don't get triggered by things like that. I also don't get triggered by upsetting things that I see in movies and TV shows. I don't know if you guys have watched House of the Dragon.
I have not.
It's a Game of Thrones spinoff, but there's been a lot of upset because of some things that have happened in a recent episode. And I'm kind of like, guys, did you not know what you were signing up for? This is Game of Thrones. It's brutal stuff. Like, you know what you're getting into from the get-go. But like this stuff right here is very upsetting because it's intentionally upsetting. It's intentionally trying to grab your attention and have you now, watch this TikTok. And even if you don't like it, when you share it with someone, it's still feeding in to the attention that it is receiving. So those two or three that I shared with you, James, and like the couple that we threw on this notes, that all we did was contribute to this guy's success that he's continuing to have. The only thing that kind of helps with that is I've seen a lot of TikToks where TX2 is performing live and people are just booing him off the stage.
Great.
Which is also,
that's great news.
Exciting to hear. Yeah. Right, yeah. So at least we know it's not working on everyone.
Right.
But this one,
he'll never be on the show ever.
No, yeah, we're good.
I
we'll
guarantee
pass.
You that, man.
We'll
be
pass.
Okay without him.
Yeah, right. I'm all right.
Yeah, I don't think Amanda's going to cry about it. I don't think I'm going to cry about it either.
I'll be okay.
But yeah.
Watch us be like his favorite music podcast ever. And right. He has been like leaving
he's
us five-star
already.
Reviews. Yeah. Right. Like he signs up for new Apple accounts so he can just give us another five-star rating.
Break on to five stars, y'all.
Thank
everybody,
you.
Rate our show.
Thanks a lot.
Right.
But yeah, so constantly changing the meaning of his songs for marketing. So here's a good example of that. TX2 changes the meanings of his songs quite a few times, but I'll dig into the most damning example, this blogger says. His song, Walking Dead Man, was marketed as a tribute to his dead friend who died of addiction. Now, honestly, the original video is bad enough. The emojis, the captions, the hashtags, the pinned comment, whatever. It's very unserious and reeks of corporate marketing for something that's meant to tribute a dead person. And I think we have, I think that was one of the links that I sent you, James. Maybe, possibly.
Is it the first? Hold on.
Maybe. No. It's not. It's not in there. Okay. All right. Anyway, but this song, yeah. So it's just very, you know, I hope you can relate. I'm walking on a bridge, and you know, he's got all the generic emo outfit stuff with the chains and the black fingernail polish. And he's got eyeliner. It almost feels like he's also making a mockery of like alt kids, and that's kind of messed up, I think, in my opinion. But whatever. Do you have a clip of that? By the way, maybe it'd be best if we did take a listen. I don't know.
I could just tell you some of the lyrics.
That's fine. Read us some of the lyrics
without having to.
Sure.
So
yeah, come on.
Here we'll go, because I would rather just read some lyrics than actual play.
Yeah.
So let's go here. Let's see. We'll do this. Mom, I've never been better. Dirty hair and torn up clothes. Mom, I'm so put together. I tell the world that I'm fine while I dive into the fire. Inject myself till I'm full of lies. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. The truth burns like a splash of acid. Oh,
oh, whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Come on, this right. Bender's whoa, everlasting whoa, whoa. Coke off the mattress.
All right.
Mirrors show the sadness descending into madness. No one cares because I'm a walking dead man, a walking dead man. I knocked my girl up and then got stoned.
Okay.
I don't want to remember. Lost my job and then my hope. I effing hate December. LA's a graveyard for dreams. Okay. I buried mine six feet deep.
This makes no sense at all.
Yeah, I thought this was about his dead friend had.
Like, what did December have to do with a friend?
Died of addiction.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe coke off the mattress, mirrors. I don't know. The all vendor's right. everlasting. I don't know. No, it's
this
not.
This makes no sense.
Okay. So one of the so one of those lyrics you just said was I effing hate December. Is that correct? Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's perfect for this then.
What about when December ends?
Yeah. Hey, December is my birthday, so when it starts, that's my birthday.
Yeah, it's December, so he hates your birthday.
Well, I mean, I'm not fond of it either. I think it's a terrible time to have a birthday.
Yeah, it is, but that's what it is. December 13th. Yeah,
it's terrible. It's a terrible time. Everybody's like, "Hey, happy birthday! Here, all right, here's your birthday Christmas. And your Christmas. Here's your $25 Chili's gift card. Now, don't spend it all in one place." Like, great, thanks. And meanwhile, all your friends have birthdays in the summer. And they get to have like a birthday party during the summer, and then they have Christmas later on. It's all good.
Yeah.
Now I will admit, I don't want to sound like a whiny little baby, but like my mom and Allie and like everyone else that's ever like been in my life has done a great job of like actually splitting it up, because they know that a lot of December kids get the shaft when it comes to Christmas and birthdays. So thank you to everyone who has ever made my birthday special, because I never thought it was special. I always hated the time of year it was. But anyway, tangent. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. So he wrote this song for his friend that...
Dead friend. Right.
Overdosed, committed suicide.
Yes.
Or maybe one, maybe, don't know which one.
Sure.
Overdosed.
All the above. Okay. So... then the Christmas season reared its head, as this blogger says. TX2 posted a video on his Instagram to once again market the song. Unlike the YouTube short, he characterizes it as a song about hating Christmas.
Well, he did say that, like, he, you know.
Right. So it's hates. Like, it's, yeah. Yeah, he's picking and choosing from different parts of the song for marketing purposes. That's kind of what I'm catching.
And I think, like, we've talked about this before. I know that this is something I've shared. I don't care, for me, what the artist intention for the song was. Like, I'm going to have often, like, I'll be like, this is what the song means to me. This is how I interpreted it.
Yeah.
And it's not about what the artist wanted either way. But you can't, like, and then, okay, you can, I guess, in theory. Mm. Like, if you wrote the song about one thing, it doesn't change from this is a song that a tribute to my friend that died to I hate Christmas.
Right.
Now it can, like, I think it could, you know, shift from hey, I wrote this because I was really sad and in a lot of pain about my friend dying. And now it's like a tribute to him. And I look back on it and I see the growth or, you know, whatever. That's a very different, like the meaning is changing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no.
Well, not only does this display his corporate backing, but it's also quite gross. And then this blogger also says, let me remind you, this song is meant to be a tribute to a dead person. You can also get a shirt based on the song for $30 on his website. How respectful. Mm. So yeah, you're taking a song that you supposedly wrote for your dead friend. You pick and choose the meaning as to how you're going to market it. And then, hey, there's a t-shirt I wrote or a t-shirt I designed. And it's, I'm going to overprice it. Thank you. Feel sorry for me because my friend died and I'm sad and I'm emo.
Yeah.
Let's see. So here's some other examples of his upsetting lyrics. Black Wedding, POV. You call out, this is like the little grabby titles or whatever that's in there. POV, you call out your abusive dad for cheating. Here's another one. A closeted gay man gets a religious girl pregnant. It's just stuff like that you're like, what are you doing, dude? Like, whoever is behind the marketing for this guy, it's very upsetting because I don't think it's just him. Right. If he is a true industry plant, there is a whole team of people that sit around and think that this stuff is supposed to be like connecting with alt kids. And it's so not. There's also some weird jokes in his music. Here's some examples. You're not a real emo unless you've hurt yourself. That's not good. Mm. Extra gross since the song in the video is Walking Dead Man. Again, the song meant to tribute his friend who died of addiction. He's making like cutting jokes, self-harm jokes all the time, calling emo kids school shooters. Just really, really upsetting stuff. The constant sexual. Can I say it? Let's see if Blake can say it. Sexualization. There it is.
Oh, there we go.
Sexualization of alt women, AKA the goth dommy mommy saga.
Yeah. Okay. So that's okay. So it's since you already know it's a vendetta.
Yeah.
If anyone could have just seen I just looked up and saw the face that I made and I was like, oh, that was the face of like a disappointed.
Very disappointing.
I totally missed your face, like, so I'm going to watch it on the repeat. But
goth dommy mommies.
Okay.
You got that clip. Yeah. Let's watch that. Yeah. It's just a little short. It's not, you know, it's whatever. It's YouTube's right. version of TikTok. Can you share the screen too for our YouTube watchers if this is going up on YouTube so they can check out this guy?
Yes, hold on just a minute.
I really hate to give this guy any more credit than he deserves, but God, we just
Hold on, let me pull it up. Yeah.
Pull it up real quick. I feel like being upset some more.
Upsetting enough, right?
Yeah, I just want to feel a little more upset.
Right. Okay, here it is. Boom, share.
Goth mommy dommy. Goth dommy mommy.
Okay, here we go. Did you see it?
Yeah, I'm crying. Why did TX2 sample some 19-year-old vids calling him out? This is beyond embarrassing for him, is the TikTok. Waiting for the response. Let's address this for good. All right, roll that beautiful bean footage.
Goth dommy mommies one more time. I'll shoot myself.
Do it. He said do it.
Also, if I need
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Okay, so this TikToker said she was gonna shoot herself, and his response was do it. But you create a safe space for kids to talk about their mental health and their struggles.
Right.
You know, that is just very contradictory. So, here's some examples. Barking at goth women. All right. Gets called out for fetishizing alternative women. Turns it into a music promo. So, like, yes. Yeah, so Another thing that TX2 does is once he gets these responses, he then then he profits off of it, right? And it's just gross. All of it's gross.
So the song that he then points to in that, which is the, I never know which is the chorus and which is the bridge, but whatever, it doesn't particularly matter.
Yeah,
I think this is the chorus. Because I got a vendetta and the only cure is this Beretta. I've got an effing vendetta and the only cure is this Beretta to make you shut the F up.
Mm. Okay. So, upsetting. Yeah. I don't know. Thoughts? I'm really curious as to what's going on in your head, Amanda.
You could tell. There's
I can tell.
I am extremely
I'm gonna. Can I just go on a rant for a few minutes?
Absolutely. That's what we're doing this for.
Because I am very uneasy talking about him.
Yeah.
So, I think that it's fair to say that I talk a lot about mental health, mental well-being.
Right.
I don't think that it's something that we talk about enough. I think that mental health and health, they're the same thing.
Yep.
We know statistics show that 5% of us at some point will, have, or 5% of us have a serious mental illness, and 20% of us will have some sort of mental health crisis in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
This is serious. Also, the number of suicides among
the age group that he is talking about is going up quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And so because of that, I'm really struggling with this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'm sorry, I'm trying to not curse
It's okay.
Actually,
I say do it. I say get it out.
What? Go ahead, because I can end it on this.
You can bleep it. You can bleep it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think even my microphone was
you are not going
to
want
you to talk about this.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So we're gonna. No, I mean, I'm not even doing. I'm genuinely my microphone said, Amanda.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth.
This is Ben.
Okay. So. This is some okay, James. You're about to go be put to work.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Okay, this is some fucking bullshit.
There you go.
Here's why.
Yes.
Here's my issue with this is there are already enough kids out there that are struggling, and for you to throw this kind of bullshit at people's face and say, "Oh no, I'm here to help mental health," motherfucker. You just said that the only cure for whatever this was to shoot someone, whether that's yourself or someone else. I don't care. Violence is not the answer.
Sure.
And that's not even a mental health thing. That's just a mom disappoint, whatever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But and then also I looked at some of the comments on different places where, he's safe space. Awesome. No, you're not providing a safe space.
Right.
Some of the things that are being said are very, very clearly rage. Yes, it's rage. I am raging. This is rage bait. Mm-hmm. I will totally say that. Except for there is a difference between rage baits. It's I'm not going to help my brand new, baby and the mom do whatever. And that's whatever. This has the potential to be harmful.
Mm-hmm.
This, if you are a 14-year-old kid and you see some of this stuff, it is a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
And if we as adults, and I don't know how old this guy is, but he's an adult.
Doesn't matter.
It is our job to protect children.
Mm-hmm.
It just, that is what it is. And I don't care, but when you are providing a place on online to make it like okay.
Yeah.
To self-harm, you are like talking about like killing people is fine. And, but then putting it out as a, this is a safe place. No, I'm sorry. That's fucking bullshit. You can fucking kiss my ass. And like, you don't deserve a platform. And it, I don't like it. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Let's think about the legal ramifications of that too. So like, do you guys remember the story years ago? There was a young man and a young girl who were dating, and the names escape me. I can't think. I just, you know, I watch a lot of true crime stuff. But anyway, you know, teenage couple that was dating, they were having some struggles. And obviously he had a lot of mental health issues, and they broke up. They got into this huge fight and broke up. And there's a series of text messages that go back and forth. You know, one of the things that he told her was like, I think I'm going to kill myself. And she said, you know what? You probably should. Like, you've got nothing to live for. You should probably do it. And he did. And then she was held responsible for that. She went to jail for that because she is responsible for his death. She encouraged him to take his own life, and she was held responsible for that. So let's say that this TikToker who was like, I'm going to shoot myself, and he said, do it.
You go to jail for that, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about that kind of stuff too, man. Like, it's just, it's a lot. We'll wrap this up in just a second here. James, why don't you play? We got a couple more clips. We'll play real quick, and we'll get out of here.
It's a second clip, right?
Yeah, that second clip. This is his song "Swing at Me." This is his response to being, from what he said, too straight for the LGBTQ+ community, and too gay for the homophobes. However,
lots of opinions and feelings.
Right.
Okay, hold on. That's a lot.
And I just want to say too, it's definitely not pop punk. Like, there's way more of a metal influence. It's not even like emo stuff. So like, the mislabeling of the music genres really upsets me.
I mean, that's just is it the hair and the eyeliner? And that's
gotta be. And that's like where I'm like, this is definitely a music plant, industry plant kind of thing. Like, you guys don't know what funk and emo music even sounds like. It's kind of one of those things where like, everybody says that every screaming band, they're like, oh, screamo. Like, you don't know what screamo is. Screamo was its own subgenre. This is metal. You don't know what you're talking about. Whatever.
Right.
That's the vibe that I get. So do you have that pulled up now, James?
No, my computer's not working, but
that's fine. We don't want to give this guy any more credit than he deserves. Screw him.
Yeah.
So he's got very upsetting lyrics where he's dropping a lot of slurs. And saying, you know, just saying things he shouldn't say, just to get attention. And then there's a couple more examples I had on there, but we're just not even going to give him the credit. So to kind of like sum all this up, I don't think that I just want to say shame on him, shame on the music label that is putting out his music, because like, there's a whole marketing team that sits behind him that approves all this crap, and shame on them as well. Shame on the songwriters for contributing to something like this. Punk and emo and alternative music and in every form is supposed to be a welcoming place. It's supposed to be a place where kids feel safe, where they can come together, where they can share their struggles. They can find music they connect to. And even if the lyrics are a little bit dark, but there's still a little bit of hope in there, like sprinkled in, kind of like, yes, I know life sucks. I know you want to like hurt yourself, but there's better days ahead if you can just hold on. And that is what I always appreciated about punk, about what pop punk music consisted of, what emo music consisted of, is it wasn't just touching on the darker themes. There was a little bit of hope at the end of that, at the end of the tunnel. And that is what I appreciated from it. As someone who like struggled like with self-confidence and feeling like I was loved and appreciated and like all these things, like music was very comforting for me. I had great friends and family who also backed all that up, but music was a good escape just from everything. Right. And they, all those bands that I loved for all those years did such a great job. It's disgraceful to see someone like TX2 not only have the success that he's having right now, but the success of whatever marketing team and record label he's signed to that are benefiting from someone doing something so upsetting is just it's just a shame.
Yeah, I agree. So. Yeah, it's weird.
But that's where we're at. That's the day and age we live in, and it really sucks. Now, I want to call out a band who does a lot of great marketing on TikTok, and I never get tired of seeing their videos. They're actually a pop punk band, emo pop punk band called 408. They are from Florida. I think they're phenomenal. I think all of you guys should go check them out. They always come up. I discovered that band before TikTok got real big, and before they got kind of big on TikTok. But now they're like touring with We the Kings and doing all the things. That, you know, it's great. I love to see it. So they're doing it right. I give them credit. Go check out 408. Yeah. Yeah. Great pop punk band. So check them out.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think that you can have really amazing lyrics about mental health struggles.
Yeah.
And it be just fine. And have those conversations and they can be powerful, but
yeah.
This is not this guy. I don't.
This ain't it, y'all.
Please do not go check him out. Don't listen to him. Just know that, like, if you are struggling with your mental health, that there are incredible bands out there with incredible messages. There are incredible places to find help. This is not one of them. This is not the safe space that is intended, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's just, I'm disappointed in you, Blake, for even bringing this to my attention.
But you know, one big mental health minute is kind of what this whole episode was designed to be. These current events that we're going to talk about, because it usually ties back to mental health, you know, because of whatever, like usually if there's a music star who is in some type of crisis, there is mental health tied to it. Like a lot of things that we've seen recently. So, you know, it all comes back around.
And I think that, and don't quote me on this at all, but I think that people with mental illness are oftentimes more creative.
Absolutely.
And so I think that
mm-hmm.
like adds to some of that. Like, I know that I've heard I've heard stories that like Kanye West is bipolar and he won't take medication because he feels like it dulls his creativity, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's problematic to me as well.
Sure.
And I also understand.
Yeah.
Like I understand, you know, that point, but mental health is like, it is an issue. It's the 11th, like suicide is the 11th, like leading cause of death in the United States across all ages, which is wild. And I think that like in that 8 or that like 10 to 20 sort of age range, it is the second leading cause of death or third, like behind accidents, like and then suicide,
right?
Like cancers, cardiac events, like all of that is together less. And so having a space that's supposed to be safe but one that like encourages you to kill yourself is a problem.
Big problem.
And I'm angry. I mm-hmm. think that it's dangerous.
Yeah.
And that's, like that's the mom part of me too, maybe, but
yeah,
it's also the mental health advocate part of me.
Sure.
So
absolutely.
That is my opinion. That's where we're ending this.
And that's what our whole show is about, right? We talk about music, we talk about mental health. And I would encourage anyone who like, if you happen to come across any of TX2's music in your social media feeds, best thing you can do to like keep your algorithm number one, how kind of where you want it, go down there to like the bottom where whatever platform it's at, there's usually some kind of like setting button on the video itself, and just click not interested or report it. Even better, report it. And like get it taken down. That's the best thing you can do, is like get this kind of bull crap out of here. No one needs it. We're better off without it. TX2, go get a real job. You're obviously not meant to be a musician. Unless you can take ownership of your stuff and just like admit what you're doing is wrong and very toxic and do better, I think.
Yes. Do better.
I mean, just do better,
all of
man.
Us can do better, but yes, like this person, yep. Do better.
Absolutely. All right.
And you got anything else, Blake? Now that I'm all heated.
No, right. I think, but you know, it's good to talk about it, right? Get it out.
It is. And like, I did not know that this person existed and it's going to,
sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to give him, like I went and looked up his lyrics, but like I didn't play anything in Apple Music. Like I don't even want to give him that like,
yeah,
teeny tiny. No, I'm not.
Yep.
But I think that it's also good to know like what's out there and what's problematic.
Right. Absolutely.
So you can avoid it or you can try to counteract it by talking about it and the problematic things that it is. So
there you go.
Anyway, is that it?
That's all I got. Yeah. I'm awesome. In fact, what I'm doing right now is I'm going and like blocking everything from TikTok.